actual bombing itself was a pretty significant event. As you can imagine, not only was it devastating in Kenya, over 240 people were killed in that bombing, but it also introduced the world to the names of Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. So this was an attack. The first time we had seen this group strike was here in Kenya and also in Tanzania on the same day. So it was an attack that got the attention of the United States and started this anti-terror cooperation between the United States and Kenya that you still see holding on today. So Mr. Kerry's visit to the site of the embassy blast was not only significant in honoring the memory of those who died, but also in highlighting that ongoing relationship.
What sort of remarks did Mr. Kerry have?
Mr. Kerry's main remarks were that this attack, as devastating as it was not a success for terror. In fact, it was a success for the countries that united in the wake of it to defeat terrorism. He said that the United States would remain a partner to Kenya and that that the effort would continue to combat the terrorist groups that continue to strike the country today and to strike countries around the world. He mentioned also the town of Garissa, Kenya, which was hit by the most recent attack from al-Shabaab in early April, which left 148 people dead, the deadliest attack since that U.S. embassy bombing. So his message was very much about the ongoing threat and U.S. solidarity with Kenya and other partners.
And the secretary also met today with the Kenyan president.
That's correct, yes. Our understanding was that security was going to be top on the agenda in that meeting. These attacks and terrorism is just a major, major issue here in Kenya. People in the street are also, when we ask them what they'd like to see out of these talks and out of the U.S.-Kenyan partnership, the first thing they say is help with the counterterrorism operation. So that was number one. There's also a lot of talk these days about trade. The United States has created some trade opportunities that many Kenyans hope will boost the economy here. So that's also high on the agenda. And overall, the visit is seen as a big photo op that shows warming relations between Kenya and the United States that has been strained in recent years.